Mark Price is a writer and San Diego businessman. His commentaries on how individuals can make a difference are broadcast regularly on this station.
Hello, I'm Mark Price. I'd like to talk to you today about the power of respect. My aunt, Sister Marian Bowen, was a missionary nun for over 30 years. Now she teaches and coordinates an education program at Sing Sing State Prison. My wife and I joined her in the prison and sat in on her class. I learned a great deal on that visit. I learned especially about a thing called respect. I also learned about another woman who, like my aunt, worked with and encouraged those imprisoned in Sing Sing. Her name was Catherine Laws, the wife of the warden. They arrived in 1921 when it was considered to be the toughest prison in the country. She heard of a convicted killer who was blind and taught him Braille. Every prisoner in Sing Sing felt firsthand the goodness of Catherine Laws. One of the inmates wrote, "Mrs. Laws is the body of Jesus come alive again." From 1921 to 1937, Catherine's love, caring, and respect was felt within those prison walls. Then one night she was killed in a car accident. When the prisoners heard about it, there was stunned silence and then loud crying. With tears of sadness and grief, the prisoners requested that they be able to pay their last respects. The warden opened the gates and let them go. A parade of criminals walked without a guard to the warden's house 3/4 of a mile away. They stood in line to say goodbye to a real friend, someone they truly respected. That night, every one of them checked back in. Everyone. That, I believe, is the true power of respect. They respected Catherine Laws so much that no one even considered escaping. Do you respect anyone that much? Does anyone respect you that much? This is Mark Price. Thanks for listening.
Mark Price is a writer and San Diego businessman. His commentaries on how individuals can make a difference are broadcast regularly on this station. Listen again for Mark Price.